Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hundreds of millions of people are flying this summer somewhere and dealing with all kinds of issues. We know that's going to happen. But now we have the consequences of the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX jets to further complicate things. And live on the newsline now is CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. Peter, good morning. And is there any way of telling how much of a headache this is going to be?
Well, it's actually going to be less of a headache for passengers, as you might think, because it only involves around 74 airplanes split up between American, United, and Southwest. And those planes are not going to be flying anytime soon. Any airline that tells you that they're going to be flying those planes before summer, I think, is somewhat delusional because of the recertification process. However, the airlines have basically adjusted to that. They're bringing some other planes in that have been parked in the desert because they may be less fuel efficient. They're adding about 111,000 seats for the summer. And the real problem is not going to be flying this summer. It's going to be just getting through the airports, because the airports are going to be much more crowded. More people are flying. And we also have our problems with the TSA, because they've been reassigning so many DHS agents, either from the TSA or Customs and Border Protection, to our southern border. So that's our problem this summer. It's going to be longer lines at TSA checkpoints.
Back to the MAX situation for a second. Now, we don't want to be reactionary, but we're talking about putting our lives in the hands of a computer that has been glitchy. We know that. Even when they tell us it's going to be fixed, which we assume is going to happen at some point soon, that's got to be a real burden for these airlines to overcome.
Yes, it's basically brand rehab time. The real problem here is not just the short-term fix that Boeing's going to provide, and I'm sure they will. It's the long-term definitional problem of the relationship that the FAA has with operators and with manufacturers, and understanding what their real role should be. The real problem is that when the FAA was established by an act of Congress back in 1935, it was given a schizophrenic mandate to enact and enforce safety and regulations, but at the same time to promote the business of aviation. You cannot do both. And the FAA has to remove itself from thinking of the airlines or the manufacturers as clients, because honestly, the clients are really us.
Peter Greenberg, before you go, you're our travel guy. Where should we travel this summer? You got any tips?
Well, the good news is airfares are down. They're down year over year, and they're especially down overseas, because combined with Brexit, combined with the power of the U.S. dollar overseas, and the perception of American immigration policies by so many foreign visitors, those numbers are down. So what would have been their return seats to the European continent now become our outbound seats there. A lot of excess capacity, seasonality is gone. As a result, airfares are down almost on a global basis.
Yeah, just don't bring luggage weighing more than 4 pounds, or they'll zap you.
You got it.
Or carry on bigger than a Tiffany box.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.